Getting people to grasp the dangers posed by climate change has presented a challenge to scientists. Now, some artists are taking a shot at it. A new exhibit in the Roaring Fork Valley highlights national and local artists whose work aims to show that climate change is an emergency. Imagine Climate is a collaboration between Anderson Ranch Arts Center and a local environmental group.
It is plastic bubble wrap. There's some upholstery fringe.
Lauren Peterson has hand-sewn trash into a giant colorful blanket that hangs from a studio wall at Anderson Ranch. The title of this piece, Fringely Benefiting Fried Eggs, is a play on recent headlines about one consequence of climate change, global warming.
There was a lot of news stories about people in Australia are experiencing right now that can literally go out and fry an egg outside because it's so hot there.
Peterson is an exhibiting artist in Imagine Climate and the studio coordinator at Anderson Ranch. She says some people might wonder what art can really add to the conversation about climate change. But she thinks the marriage of art and science is a natural one.
Artists and scientists think in similar ways a lot of times because they are thinking about possibility and potential rather than sticking to, okay, I know that this is the outcome that is going to happen.
Peterson says both artists and scientists' work involves making big concepts and ideas real.
Numbers can be really more abstract than art.
Mona Newton agrees. She's the executive director of CORE, or the Community Office for Resource Efficiency. The organization helps Valley residents cut carbon emissions. She says some scientists are frustrated at how hard climate science has been for the public to understand.
I think a lot of scientists realize that they have to go beyond that information and go into art or culture to communicate the information that they need to communicate.
Newton says that's why CORE is venturing into art in Imagine Climate. She's looking for a new way to show why the stakes are so high in the Roaring Fork Valley when it comes to climate change.
It's keeping the snow that we love. It's keeping the water in the rivers. And it's also our economy.
Imagine Climate features work from artist and activist Justin Bryce Goriglia. His piece, We Are the Asteroid 2, is made up of highway signs, like the ones you see flashing warnings about a detour up ahead or a closed road. But these have messages about global warming.
Warning, Hurricane Human, global warming at work. There is no away.
One of Goriglia's signs is on display at Anderson Ranch. Later, it will make an appearance on Fanny Hill at Snowmass, a hard-to-miss reminder of how vulnerable skiing is to climate change. Goriglia used to be a photojournalist, documenting environmental issues like pollution in Shanghai and Hong Kong. But he felt that just capturing images didn't go far enough.
I began to have an opinion.
Now he's a multimedia artist. His whole goal is to help people really understand that climate change is an emergency.
Just because you look out your window and you don't see Armageddon happening does not mean it's not happening.
Goriglia says the time is now for creatives to speak out on climate change.
What else do we have to get people to really reimagine the future? We need writers. We need poets. We need philosophers. We need artists to be able to help shift the conversation and people's mindset.
But it's not as if science doesn't have a seat at the table. Goriglia partners with researchers and academics in his work. And science is a part of Imagine Climate, too. Part of the exhibit is a station run by CORE that can calculate someone's carbon footprint and how much they can reduce it if they buy LED bulbs or use alternative energy. It's a reminder of how art and science are working hand in hand to spur action. Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.